legislature is obviously a product of the state very much, and of the geography of the particular conditions of Alaska. It's, I think, in first impression, it's very much a Western legislature. I get into a lot of the Western legislatures, and there's a sense of them that's different from Eastern legislatures in the United States, which I think is heavily colored by geography and sparseness of population. Centers tend to be concentrated in places like Anchorage in the state, or Denver in a state like Colorado, and then a very rural area. They also, we are, I think, you begin to form a sense of the politics and of the problems that lead you to ask these questions. That's what we want to try to do. We don't come with any pat solution. I want to make that point right off, because I don't think there is any pat solution to anybody's problems. It's easy for us. We do, and Jan has been a good deal of over the years, on recommendations, for example, models for legislatures to vote. But I think we recognize, and I want to stress that we recognize, that those models don't necessarily fit the particular facts of any situation. As a general guideline or set of procedures to follow, I think they do work very well. But nearly any model of, let's say, the way you should manage a committee, or the way that legislation should go to the floor, or perhaps a legislative budget process, has to be tailored to the unique characteristics of the situation. And that's the first thing we're trying to determine, is what are those unique characteristics that should be taken into consideration.
Have you ever known a more harder working, more concerned, more dedicated legislator?
a meeting right during the lunch hour? No, absolutely not.
Is it Mr. what?
One thing that I want to bring to your attention is Alaska is unique in that we do not have dedicated funds. We started talking about the budgetary process. This might be one thing to keep in mind. I think we have one dedicated fund that we're not like the other states, that whatever revenues are generated from the services of a certain people come and it's all allocated and there's very little work to do. We have one big tail and a lot of little dippers. So I think that there seems to be the problem, at least as stipulated or stated by the people, that they aren't too satisfied with the budgetary process. And I don't think that they really understand the uniqueness of our situation. And I would also hopefully recommend that you do not try to change us to one of the eastern states.
I wouldn't.
Yeah,
certainly would be fine.
Thank you, sir.
As a Westerner by birth myself.
There you go.
Any further questions from the committee?
Representative
Locker?
Yeah. Our co-chairman asked if these people had found it, if they would pay what you need. I'd like to know if they found it, what's it been.
I think it's probably too early to
answer that question.
I'm
going to
take a cop out on that right now, if I can. So.
Any further questions?
Well, I think they'll answer Representative Walker. I think the uniqueness is the availability of each legislator to the public. And I think that's one of the uniqueness. And it's one that is refreshing to a lot of people that come here. They can't believe that you notice and see a representative, let alone a
senator. Okay. If I might just add one item. Jan and I are both appreciative of the time that several of you have already given to us to talk about the process and the problems and concerns you have as you see them. And I would say, well, I think we will only be successful as you continue to do that. We're very appreciative of that.
Mr. Conn, I think you're going to probably get more of that in your future, not only what the members of the legislature, the staff, and as well as the public, perhaps. If there's no further questions, I would like to move down the agenda to the contract itself, NCSL. I've requested Bill Barrier to look at this contract, and we do have some deficiencies in here.
quite a...
Should quite an awful sum of effort to surprise anyone. The committee neither has funding nor the authority to spend.
I would suggest that there are other alternatives, that the contract be entered into by the two presiding officers, each of them were originally planned to signature. I understand that the contract will be paid for from leadership funds, so the leaders would be the proper parties. That will require several changes to the contract. I would also suggest adding the performance clause. The consultant would work closely with the Joint Special Committee on Legislative Reform, and copies of all reports required under the contract shall be provided to the committee by the consultant. Instead of functioning as co-chairman of the committee, it would appear that, assuming it's satisfactory to the presiding officers, that Senator Finks and Representative Phillips act on behalf of the presiding officers. Senator Finks would act on behalf of President Petula, and Representative Phillips would act on behalf of Representative Finks. Apart from that, I see no problems in the contract. The amount is under the amount of the contract.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What is the difference whether they have the money or not, as long as the money is being provided by two of the signatories? I think that at least it's important to me that both the co-chairmen and the chairman are talking about themselves, because they are the ones that might be responsible for the study, and they're the ones that have the most particular interest in it. I guess from a legal point, really, I don't know what we're saying.
Mr. Chairman, the way it would appear, would be that the two co-chairmen would appear as project directors on behalf of the two presiding officers. And they would also sign, and they would sign as co-project directors. In other words, not to commit the commission itself can't spend money.
You answered my question. Thank you. I don't have a
problem. Billy, is this in compliance with all state statutes, particularly with the contract legislation that we had passed last year? You might want to explain how that works for those people.
Yes. There was contracting legislation passed last year. There are several exceptions to that contracting legislation, one of them being contracts in amounts under $25,000. In accumulated total for contracts over the 12-month period, this contract is $22,624. Facially, it is under that amount, and I am assuming that there are no current existing contracts with the NCSL, the legislature, and personal services field. I think that is correct. I think that it would also be appropriate, but not necessary in the sense of the censure itself. There is another exemption, a sole source exemption, where you can show a special qualification because of previous work. I think that would apply if necessary, but since the contract does not come under the contract exactly because of another exemption, I don't think that's necessary.
Any further questions?
I suppose that somebody could always argue that they aren't the sole source.
You're out under the $25,000. I don't think it would be hard to figure out the NCSL. Special expertise in this area.
There are several national groups that conduct their studies and such, but maybe much of them want. So I don't think you'd have to.
$22,000
takes care
of it
anyway.
Okay.
Any further questions?
On page 2, on the first line in the center, I would like to move that the word preliminary be stricken. The consultant shall submit a report of its findings and recommendations on ethics legislation to the special committee on April 1st, not preliminary. So I'd like to strike.
Mm-hmm.
hasn't said since now, I think preliminary is necessary because you're submitting. The thing, if you look at the whole thing, there are two reports, preliminary report and the final report. If you take out the word preliminary, it looks as though you're looking at different reports. And the final report should be the report as submitted, approved by this. We've been doing the additional work, and then in effect submitting back the same report in its final form.
Okay, my only problem is that this committee dissolves on April 15th, and so I just was thinking that we needed something more than the word preliminary in there prior to April 15th, but I can understand what you're saying, and we'll withdraw my motion if the committee has no objection.
Well, I think I don't have any objection, but I sympathize with the book chair. What she's trying to do is she's trying to make sure that we get possibly a final report before the before April 15th. Sorry, so the other house in this would be trapped. I don't know why. This is another thing that this aggravates me. People want